This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Ralph Howe going in five. Ralph Houck, you became manager of the New York Yankees in 1961. You won the pennant. You won the World Series. Last year, again you won the pennant. Again you won the World Series. Now, has being a major league manager been easier for you than you had anticipated?
Well, I think, Cliff, it's been more or less, like I thought it would be. Of course, I'm one of the fortunate fellows that manage. I mean, I have a lot of fine ball players, and we've got a young team, and I've got a front office that works with me very closely, and they're not the second-guessing type. And so it's really been a lot easier, I guess, for me than it would be a lot of young managers starting out in the major leagues.
Well, I was wondering, before you became... Well, the day that Dan Topping announced you as manager at the press conference in New York at the Savoy Hilton, from then on you were the manager. Now, of course, you had certain thoughts about the ball club. Did any problems arise that you did not expect? Were there fewer problems than you had anticipated? Was it pretty much like the way you figured it, or were there differences?
I would have to think, Cliff, that it was more or less just about what I thought it would be. I think the problems come up that I sort of had to anticipate. Of course, you have a lot of happy surprises in baseball, and then you have some things happen that sort of catch you unaware, like sore arms and so forth. But I think most of the problems I had encountered actually managing in the minor leagues, and you have the same ones up here, except they're on a little bit bigger proportion and more people know about them.
No basic differences in managing in the minor leagues as compared with the majors?
I would think the biggest differences would be, Cliff, in the major leagues you have more press, you have more people following the club, you have to talk with a lot of different people that maybe you don't know as well as you do in the minor leagues, and of course that is a part of managing. You have to let the press know what's going on, and they in turn let the public know. And then I guess the next problem would be in handling of let's say maybe a few more valuable men, at least better known players, making more money and so forth. And also I think on the field you have more men to work with, where in the minor leagues you may have one utility infielder and one pitcher that you use in the bullpen and so forth. Well, up here you have a lot more tools to work with, and it makes it more interesting, and you can accomplish more in a ball game because you can make more moves.
In the minor leagues, Ralph, you have two responsibilities. I think you know the answer. I'm guessing. It seems to me that one responsibility is you hope in the minor leagues to win a pennant. Another responsibility, I believe, when you're in the farm system, is to develop certain players. Now, if this is true, does one sort of conflict with the other?
Well, Cliff, that's true. In the Yankee organization, we... naturally look more to development in the minor leagues than we do to winning. I mean, it's nice if you win. I think it's great when you win, but the Yankee organization have always went at that in a more of a development program. And as you say, that is another difference. In the minor leagues, the manager has to do more teaching. He not only is a manager, he's definitely an instructor. Whereas up here, that's wonderful, but I mean, here I have great coaches like Crosetti and Hegan and Sane and Moses is a batting instructor, and now Barra, and it certainly makes your job a lot easier up here as far as the instructing and the teaching. Of course, these players are farther advanced, and it's the little things that you're looking for up here.
Is there one quality in being a manager which is more important than all the others?
Well, I think the quality that most managers are looking for, and most... and managers have different ways of getting it. I think that is for the players to want to play hard and have a team that sticks together. And I imagine some managers use different methods. I really don't know what method I use, but I like to feel that the players stick together and back me 100%. I think that's what all managers want, and managers have different ways of getting that out of their ball club.
Well, you've accomplished that, Ralph Howe, because the other day I was talking with Mickey Mantle, and he said to me that the one thing, and he's very firm and very sharp and very sure about it, the one thing that the fellows want to do on the New York Yankees is to win. And he didn't stop there. He said to win for Ralph Howe, because he's such a swell guy. Now, your New York Yankees are described as having power and defense. Your bench this year is described as being strong and flexible. Now, how do you appraise your 1963 New York Yankees?
Well, Cliff, I think that the 63 Yankees will be stronger than they were last year. I think it's actually quite obvious. Of course, you can never foresee what might happen, like injuries, sore arms, and different things that happen that changes a ball club. But in the case of the Yankees for the coming year, I think the fact that Kubek will be here from the start of the season, in my opinion, he's probably the best shortstop, at least in the American League, I'm sure. And having Tresh available for outfield duty, I think he proved himself as a major leaguer last year. It's going to give us that much more strength from the start, plus Linz, who was an unknown quality, who did a fine job in utility. Well, we've got all that going in. We've got a young infield and a young outfield with power and good defense. I mean, Boyer and Richardson speak for themselves. And now the addition of Williams, who we got for Scourin. Of course, we hated to lose Scourin, who's been a great Yankee and a wonderful fellow, and everyone on the ball club liked him, including myself. We felt, though, if we got another added starter like a Williams, it would make us that much stronger. We didn't make that deal without thinking that we certainly had first base covered. And out of, we've got Joe Pepitone there and Hector Lopez, who I think could play first base, and also Dale Long, who probably couldn't play every day, but he's still a good man to put in there once in a while, and he can play a lot of baseball yet. Pepitone, of course, is a very young ball player. He's got tremendous power. He's a good left-hand hitter. He can run and throw and field, and we think he's got the makings of one, and with Lopez there to back him up, who we know is an established major league hitter. He played first base in the winter this year and looked good down there, and I see no reason why Hector couldn't play first base also. So I think we're pretty well backed up there. As far as our catching, Cliff, why, it's known that we've got fellows like Howard and Blanchard and Barra, and of course they're our catching staff.
Well, you have two for two so far, Ralph Houck. It looks like three for three might very well come your way. How would you describe Mickey Mantle, the player?
Well, Mickey is a great ball player. I think everyone knows that. He's not only great for his ability, but he's great for what he means to our ball club. He's a fellow that the other players, I think, look up to. And, of course, especially here in the spring, I get quite a kick out of watching the young ball players. The minute Mickey gets here, they just start looking at him. And his tremendous power with the bat and switch hitting and his ability to do all the things well make him what he is. And yet, to me, Mickey is still what you might say, a country boy from Oklahoma. He's just got that thing about him that young players like, and I think he's really coming to his own in the past few years, and he's a fellow that adds something to the club without a doubt. I mean, I can remember when I first joined the Yankees and I first saw DiMaggio and fellows like Keller and Henrik and those, it's something that young players just gives them a little bit added spirit, along with the fact that he is a great ball player with all the abilities he has.
Ralph Houck, during the season, during a regular game, while you're in the dugout, you make notes on small pieces of paper. Now, without intruding, I don't want to ask you anything that's intruding. Can you tell us what kind of notations you make?
Well, usually, Cliff, it's if I notice that maybe a pitcher is getting hit with a certain pitch more than another one, or I might make notice of the fact that this fellow, the opposing hitter, seems to be always pulling a certain pitcher more than he does another one, and I just want to be sure that I don't forget it. And the next time we play the ball club, possibly I'll move the fielders a little bit when this pitcher's pitching. If I don't write it down, I might forget it.
You were a catcher when you played with the New York Yankees years ago. Now, manager Bobby Bregan of Milwaukee was a catcher. Manager Al Lopez of the Chicago White Sox was a catcher. Manager Bertie Tevis of Cleveland was a catcher. General manager Paul Richardson of Houston was a catcher. Now, a man who is a catcher, the captain on the field, is he one step nearer being a manager?
Well, I really don't know, Cliff. I certainly feel that in my own case that catching helped me. I mean, for the simple reason that you have the ball club in front of you, and you're seeing the movements of the ball club all the time. And then along with that, we all know what an important part of the game pitching is, and I think definitely that a catcher has the advantage of seeing pitching all his life, and he can probably judge and should be able to at least judge pitchers and know when to take them out or put them in a little more maybe than an infielder or an outfielder would. and he can sort of tell when they're losing their stuff or when they're off the beam, and those things I'm certain would help in managing, and I know they've helped me.
Ralph Houck, a catcher, as you said, knows when a pitcher is losing his stuff, yet you once told me that when the decision is made that a pitcher is to be taken out, that decision must be made by the manager. Is it possible that a catcher would not be, well, not the word truthful, but let me use it anyway. Is it possible that a catcher would not be absolutely truthful if you were to leave it up to him in taking out a pitcher?
Well, I have to look back at my own case on that, Cliff. Now, maybe other catchers would be different, but I guess the reason that I won't take the word of the catcher too often is that when I was catching, I might get so enthused about this fella pitching that I would gain confidence with him as he went along, and I wanted him to win so bad and do well so bad that I'd always think he can get one more hitter out, and I'd tell the manager who might ask me, and I'd say, he's okay. Yeah, he's all right. We're all right out here. Well, as you become a team, and I figure that a pitcher and a catcher got to have confidence in one another, and sometimes the catcher might be misled by his confidence, whereas if you're on the side there and you're watching every pitch and you're watching where he's throwing the ball and his actions and so forth, why, I think it's a little easier maybe for the manager to know those things.
As a player, you were with the Yankees 8 seasons, and yet you never really were given an opportunity to play much. Now you are the manager of the Yankees. Now, what does that mean to you?
Well, Cliff, it means an awful lot to me. As you probably know, I never made too much money in baseball. I've been in it for 25 years, but as you say, as a second or third string catcher and then a minor league manager. And, of course, it's been a big thrill to manage the Yankees with such a fine ball club and to have the winning years we've had. But I think even along with that, it's meant so much to me that I was able to, this has made it able for me, I should say, to give my family a nice home, and I can have the kids educated in college, and I'm hoping that I can continue in it for some time so that someday maybe that I can fish a little more than I was able to in the past, and it just makes it better for my family, and of course, along with the thrill of managing a club like the Yankees, I guess I couldn't ask for too much more.
Ralph Houck, you said that you were a third-string catcher. The point is that there always was much respect for you as a person in baseball. Now that you're the manager of the Yankees, when you walk the street, does it make you feel 6 inches taller? Do you have just that much more pleasure and confidence and accomplishment in baseball?
No, I really haven't thought of it that way, Cliff. I do. There's more people know who I am now, and actually things come a little easier.
Well, how does that feel, the fact that when you walk down the street or when you're in a restaurant, people will come over and suddenly everybody knows you, suddenly everybody calls you by your first name? When you and Mrs. Houck are perhaps in a restaurant having dinner, it's kind of rough because people will come over and ask for the autograph and so on and so forth. Now, how does that make you feel?
Well, I'd be foolish to say, Cliff, that there wasn't some self-satisfaction in this. Certainly you feel like you've achieved something, and I think that's what everybody in life works for. And I have that feeling that I realize there are many, many people responsible for any success I have, and yet knowing that I've been fortunate enough to listen to some of those people and they played a big part in me getting here, it is a lot of self-satisfaction in knowing that you are here, and I just hope that I can do the job well enough that I can hang around a while.
Well, you've done the job well enough. You'll hang around a while. The name is Ralph Houck, occupation manager, first-class manager, a person for whom I have much regard as an individual, a man for whom I have much regard as a manager, the team, the New York Yankees. This is Cliff Evans of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the spring training camp of the New York Yankees. This is Cliff Evans in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the spring training camp of the New York Yankees, reporting for station WSTA, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands. This is Cliff Evans in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the spring training camp of the New York Yankees, reporting for station WSTA, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands.